This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And this is Something Wild. Today's topic, Dave, would you like to do that?
I thought you'd never ask. Today's topic is perfect for the fall season, cleaning up leaves.
It's that time of year? Again? Man, I hate yard cleanup.
Me too, but I've got some good news. That impulse we have, it doesn't have to be so...
impulsive?
Exactly. Let me paint you a picture. You've got your rake, you're picking up leaves and branches. Now, once you're done, the yard, it looks neat as a pin.
Mm-hmm.
You just might feel the urge to continue to that wooded area.
Yeah.
Just past the stone wall, the area that's collected all kinds of woody debris over spring and summer.
Yeah, all that natural stuff just lying around there.
And maybe you want to pick it all up and, I don't know, maybe make a bonfire.
Yeah, burn it up. Out of sight, out of mind.
Once you start, it becomes even more tempting to go a step farther. Maybe rake up the leaves and the pine needles.
Take the whole blanket. Remove it all just before winter.
Clean it up. Then the woods look really sweet. Squeaky clean. However,
I knew it. There's a catch.
The impulse for meticulous landscaping that extends beyond the edge of the lawn, beyond your vegetable garden and the stone wall, is actually harming the species that call the forest home.
Because when I sweep up all that debris, I'm sweeping up animal homes.
Yeah, but you're also carting away the tiny invertebrate species that live on the forest floor. And rotting leaves are mushroom food. They feed the fungi, which are essential to forest health.
And mushrooms and invertebrates? They're the foundation of the ecosystem, so that affects all the living creatures further up.
Absolutely. When you rake all that stuff away, you're also raking away nutrients, plus removing the protective layer that keeps moisture in the soil during the winter.
To add insult to injury, this essential leaf litter often gets bagged up, hauled away, wasted. It's like giving away all the forest's hard-earned savings.
Precisely. However, if every year you leave all that woody debris and those pesky fallen leaves in the forest, you're not only helping the creatures that needed to survive, you're also saving your back from all that raking.
Well, that's a win-win. It helps the ecosystem, and I get out of some of my chores. Sign me up.
So while it goes against the grain of that puritanical tradition of cleanliness, an unkempt forest floor is actually the healthiest.
And really, when it comes down to it, it's the most beautiful.
So save yourself some time this fall and let the forest at the edge of your lawn go all natural.
Ooh la la. Speaking of time, though, we've run out of it.
If you've got questions about the natural world, or you want to share some photos of your own forest floor in its natural state, send them our way. Our email address is somethingwild@nhpr.org.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Are you weddy?
Yes, I'm okay. Weddy.
All right. Be wary, wary, careful.
Careful.
Hey, Virginia Prescott.
Hey, Nick Capodice.
Give me the first U.S. president born in a hospital.
James Buchanan.
James Buchanan?
That's light.
Wasn't he our singlest president? It's Jimmy Carter.
Seriously?
Seriously.
If you want to top that, come to NHPR's first ever Civics 101 Bar Trivia Night at True Brew Barista in Concord on Wednesday, October 25th at 7.
Virginia and I are hosting it. It'll be so fun. More info at nhpr.org.
So come on. You couldn't sound any stupider than I just did.